Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Now the video. I think it's a very interesting video. In the future we're looking to send humans to space, maybe Mars. NASA actually paid some volunteers to stay in bed for months just to see how it affects their body. So I'm thinking, would you want to stay in bed for months just for this test? I mean, I like to stay in bed, but maybe not for that long. Okay, now let's look at the sentence. The study simulated long-term inactivity in space with these participants. NASA researchers figured if participants laid in bed with their feet slightly elevated, their face will get puffy and their blood will move differently through their body, not unlike in space travel. The study simulated long-term inactivity in space with these participants. NASA researchers figured if participants laid in bed with their feet slightly elevated, their face will get puffy, and their blood will move differently through their body, not unlike in space travel. Okay, so the first word, simulated. This is an adjective. Düşü monidize. It's made to look, feel, or behave like something is not real. For example, this was just a simulated terrorist attack. Please don't panic. Now let's look at the verb simulate. 就是假装的意思. To look, feel, or behave like something. For example, virtual reality simulates what it's like to be in another world. Yes, there's lots of interesting videos on YouTube of people putting on the virtual reality mask. I can't wait to buy one. Now let's look at simulation. This is a noun, 就是伪装的意思. This is something that is made to look, feel, or behave like something else. Especially so that it can be studied or used to train people. For example, the world in the Matrix wasn't real. It was just a simulation. Now let's look at the word stimulate. This is a verb, 就是刺激的意思, to make a person excited or interested in something. For example, this activity was really stimulating. Now let's look at inactivity. This is a noun, 就是不活动的意思, the state of not acting or moving, lack of activity. For example, after 10 minutes of inactivity, the banking website will automatically log you out, which I find really annoying. You're trying to do banking and it just logs you out, but that's for security. Now let's look at inactive. This is an adjective, it just means not active. 就是不活动的意思. For example, you have been inactive on Facebook for a long time. Are you okay? Now let's look at activity. This is a noun. 就是活动的意思. The state of being active. For example, during the Dragon Boat Festival, there is a lot of activity in Taipei. Now we have participant. This is a noun, 就是受词句的意思. A person who is involved in an activity or event. For example, there were about 100 participants taking part in the medical trials. Now participate. This is a verb, 就是参加的意思. To be involved with others in doing something, to take part in an activity. For example, my friends are so horrible. They never let me participate in anything. Now let's look at participation. This is a noun, 就是参加的意思, the act of participating. For example, you have completed the survey. Thank you for your participation. Now we have lay. This is a verb, 就是放的意思. This is to place someone or something down gently in a flat position. For example, the book was laying on the table. Now, maybe you see in the sentence, the person says laid. So this, you might be thinking, wait, this is not correct English. But actually, in informal speech, some people do say this. For example, I was laying on my bed, staring at the ceiling. So for the Chinese, for this, 就是躺的意思, laying down. Now let's look at lie. This is a verb, 就是卧或者躺的意思, to be in a flat position on a surface. For example, I was lying on my bed, staring at the ceiling. Now we have lie again. This is a verb, but this is to say or write something that is not true. 就是撒谎的意思. The example sentence, you said you were lying on your bed, but you were actually playing baseball. So that means you were lying. Yes, it's a bit of a confusing one there, but you have both examples. So now we have elevated. This is an adjective. 这是升高的意思. This means raised above the ground. For example, the elevated train goes very fast. Now we have elevated. This is a verb, 这是举起的意思, to lift something up. For example, the doctor recommended that I keep my broken leg elevated at all times. Now we have elevator. This is a noun. 这是电梯的意思, a machine used for carrying people and things to different levels in a building. For example, I don't like to ride on the elevator because I don't like small spaces. This is actually true. I much rather take the stairs. I really don't like the elevator that much. Now let's look at puffy. This is an adjective, 就是长大的意思. This means larger than normal, swollen. For example, why does your face look so puffy? I was stung by a bee. Now we have puff. This is a verb, 就是一间间的吹的意思. To breathe smoke from a cigarette, pipe, etc. in and out. For example, the rude man puffed smoke in my face. So now we come to the slang sentence of the week. So the word I'm picking this week, puff. So puff can also be speech or writing that praises someone or something too much. For example, that article was such a puff piece. So it was so good, too good, praising somebody a lot. Okay, guys, so that's the end of today's pronunciation challenge. The sentence again. The study simulated long-term inactivity in space with these participants. NASA researchers figured if participants laid in bed with their feet slightly elevated, their face will get puffy and their blood will move differently through their body, not unlike space travel. Okay, guys. That's it. So I hope you have a great week and I'll see you again on Sunday. Remember to leave all your comments and recordings under the video and I'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.